Well, the organisers have done a brilliant job to date. I think we're heading into this World Cup brilliantly organised. They had a little bit of a warm-up on the Olympics before this event, so a lot of their team have come from that structure, and the RFU as well. And our own experience, this being our eighth World Cup, World Cup should get better. And I think combined with that experience in the organising committee and our own experience with the Rugby World Cups, we've had a great partnership, and this will be certainly the biggest World Cup we've ever had, and we believe it'll be the best out of sheer evolution.
And is that a challenge every 4 years to try and make it bigger and better?
Well, not necessarily bigger. It's nice when it's bigger because it means there's more money to put back into the game of rugby, which we like, which helps us develop it and so on. But by definition, it should be better each time. Each World Cup, like an Olympics, has its own special character, personality, and the organising committee here has gone out of their way to ensure that it has that English touch, the welcome ceremonies and so on, as the host. But by definition, we learn each time, and it should be a better World Cup each time we set out our stall again, which we'll do again in 4 years in Japan.
Some criticism about the pricing of the tickets?
I think I don't know an event where you don't get criticised about pricing, but we did a lot of benchmarking against major events, whether it be FIFA World Cup, Olympics, even Wimbledon and so on, and we're highly competitive in those terms. We've tried to make this as accessible as possible. We also haven't increased our ticketing prices over the last two World Cups in anything other than inflation, and certainly the demand for tickets, which is now hitting close to the 2.4 million mark, would demonstrate that we've got our ticketing right. There's also tickets as cheap as £7 and children's tickets. They're made accessible by the fact we are charging higher at the top end. Again, every bit of surplus we make out of this Rugby World Cup goes back into community rugby and developing the game both in England, in the United Kingdom and across the world.